Hi, thanks so much for joining me again here on the Traveling in Ireland podcast. Today we are heading up to County Cavan, which is an area that may be new to some of you, and I'm excited to share it with you. But before we get into that, I want to give you just a quick reminder. If you visit a place that you heard about on the podcast, be sure to let them know. This helps me to get more great guests on the show and share more terrific Ireland attractions and tips. So go ahead and be a name dropper. Just say, I heard about you on the Traveling in Ireland podcast. So today I have two guests with me. Alan and Audrey Kells are your welcoming hosts at Castle Hamilton by the Lake in County Cavan. And they welcome you into their restored 17th century cottages, which just sounds so magical to me. So Alan and Audrey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Jody, for the opportunity to speak with your audience today. We're delighted to be here.
So I found a phrase on your website that I kind of felt like after looking at it really perfectly described the location, and that was your natural playground, because you have the lakes and the forests and the caves and the walks, and it just seems like an outdoor lover's paradise. So can you tell me a little bit about what makes this relatively hidden part of Ireland so special?
Yeah, it's quite simple, really. We're blessed to live in a place that is so naturally beautiful and wildlife running around, red squirrels. Do you have red squirrels in your region?
Our squirrels are gray where I live.
Gray, yes.
But your red squirrels, and they're a little smaller. They're cute.
Yeah, the little red ones are smaller and they're very cute. Some of them can have a little bit of white on the tail. They're really gorgeous little things. And they're smaller than the gray. We have gray in Ireland too. But thankfully, we're very, very lucky to have these little red mites running around the place. Some days you don't see them, and other days you can see five or six in the one day. And that's wonderful, really. So it is. And look, we're blessed with such big natural trees growing around the farm. So people love walking through there. There's roadways through the farm. There's roadways leading to Killikeen National Forest Park. And people just stroll around as they like. Some cycle around a little bit, some go jogging. It's a mixture, of course.
So when people come to you, obviously, like I said, you have 17th century restored cottages, and we're going to get into those in just a little bit because you have so much on offer there. But do you find that visitors mainly arrive for one activity and then after they've spent a little bit of time there, kind of surprised by everything else that's available?
Well, yes, some people do come specially for fishing, but we have 50% of the people come to do a mixture of everything. It's about 50-50. 50% is dedicated to fishing. They just love being on the water, out in the boat every day, love the fishing. But 50% is walking, cycling, golf, horse riding, surfboard on the lake, just doing whatever they like.
And okay, that's, so really great for outdoor adventure.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And generally, we're quite well blessed in our region. Middle of May to early September, mid-September, the weather is generally quite good. Okay, we get a little bit of rain here and there. Not so much. The winter, of course, we get a very wet, dirty old winter. But the mid-spring onwards, like, we can get fantastic weather from the 1st of May. It always varies a little bit. You can never guarantee it. But from the 1st of May till mid-September, it can be very nice. And never too hot, varying between 18 and 24, 25.
Yeah, nice mild summers. That's what I love there. Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your actual grounds. The name Castle Hamilton kind of alludes to a castle in the vicinity, or is it on your property? Or tell me a little bit about that exact area where you are.
Yeah, it's an Ulster plantation, and the name is Scottish. Hamilton is Scottish, and it came about for, I think he did favors for one of the kings in England, and he was awarded a big portion of ground and land. And look, at that name is long gone now. We are very, very lucky to be living in such a beautiful place now. So there is a lot of history about the place, and we love to share it with people when they all come, and they love it too, and walking around and the stonework, the stone around, which you don't really have such old stonework in your country. We have this beautifully done handcrafted stonework. It's over 400 years old now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So you have restored cottages on a courtyard, right? So are we thinking like a square, like they kind of go around the courtyard? I would love to hear more about these cottages.
Yeah, it's almost square. Yeah, there's a big arch, if you can picture it. There's an end wall with a big arch, and you enter the place under a big stone arch. And then that yard is surrounded by cottages. Originally, it kept horses and horse-drawn carriages. And the only man that originally lived on the courtyard was the coach driver and his family. So he was the only guy that lived. And that present house where that guy lived, his two coaches was one each side of his kitchen. Now, we have converted those coach rooms into a sitting room and dining room. But they were originally just for storing the horse-drawn carriages, the horse-drawn coaches. So by in the early 90s, we started restoring the place. And thankfully, what made it easy was all the stonework was in good condition. The roofs were not so good. The buildings needed total refurbishment. So slowly but surely, we kept doing more and more. And now we have 8 cottages. We have the courtyard completed. We have what's called a gatehouse when you enter Castle Hamilton. So the gatehouse is restored. And then a little bit out in the forest was known as the Forester's House. And it was a bigger 4-bedroom house. And we have that restored now as well.
Beautiful. So Audrey, can you tell me a little bit about what people can expect when visiting Castle Hamilton? You know, what are the accommodations like, and what's their experience going to be?
Okay, so when you arrive, each group or each family or if an individual, first thing, you get your own house, I suppose. You're not sharing a house with anybody else other than with your family members. So we've houses that cater for one person, or the Forester's House and caters for up to 8 people together. So sometimes we have many family get-togethers coming, and they get a number of cottages maybe side by side in the courtyard. So each cottage has its own self-contained, fully equipped kitchen and dining room. And then again, there's maybe 1, 2, 3 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And in all the houses, there's 2 bathrooms in each mm-hmm. house, pretty much. The other thing we have on site in 2010, we converted an old milking parlor, which was used for milking cows, into a games room. This has really helped us to expand our service provision by giving an area where children, adults can congregate. There's a big pool table, table tennis table, football games, board games. There's also lots of other games and jigsaws and stuff for kids to play. And what we found is that this is a great, there could be a big group, maybe of 15 to 20 coming, and they all congregate there in the evenings and have, they can listen to music there or relax and
drink a beer
and relax in this area. So we see that that's been a great addition to our business over the last 15 years, really, having the games room where people can enjoy themselves together.
And that sounds really fun. People can kind of come together, even if they're not traveling together, and maybe talk about the things that they did. And
yeah, exactly.
And I just say one time we had a group from America in, and they were coming back to their roots really there about, it was last year. And before they came, they requested, could I get some Irish music and some traditional Irish dancing organized? Now, we're blessed in our area. We have an exceptional talent and knowledge and experience over the last number of years with young children up to adult age playing different instruments. So that evening we organized a local Kyotis Kyotori group to come in, and they played music. And then some of the members of that group also did Shannos dancing for the group. And then they told some Irish stories. So we've all that local talent that I suppose we take for granted, but say an American coming in on a holiday, I think this is what they're looking for. It's kind of the real Ireland. We've lots of very interesting characters as well, and hopefully get a chance to come and visit us yourself, and we can introduce you to some of these people and experience.
What's nice about the music in the village, it's a mixture of approximately 10 years to 70 years old. And the young play with the old, which is very nice. And this is, people are amazed at this, not just from America, but from Europe. They're amazed that the young and the old play music together, which is fabulous.
And, you know, that gives you that true session feel, right? Where people just come together and play. There's no set schedule. There's no set list. It is just truly playing for the joy of playing.
Yes, and the group play in the village a couple of times a week for the joy. It's not for money. They just play for the love of music. And of course, we have a few great singers as well. We're blessed. We're not just musicians, but we have singers and we have a wonderful storyteller. So we have a great mixture.
So much fun. And, you know, like I kind of led with, this is an area of Ireland that people don't necessarily visit unless they, like you said, a lot of people come for the fishing, for the outdoors. But if people don't have that in mind, it's an area that's very easy to pass by or overlook. But, you know, you barely have to scratch the surface to find those really special activities and interests.
Yeah. It's really fantastic. We have such a mixture. The other thing that's enjoyed in the area as well, in the local area, is the Gaelic football. Some of the adults love to go and watch Killeshandra play, known as the Lakers, or to go to Breffni Park, watch the county team playing. Clubs play there as well. So that's very much alive in our region. So it is.
And that's something that a lot of people are interested in, is watching those traditional Gaelic games. So give us a heads up. When is that Gaelic football season?
It's all season, really.
Is it all year?
It's all year, yeah. Because it depends on the different age groups. It's all year.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we kind of skimmed the surface of the water sport there in the area. Obviously, you are in that beautiful Lakes District of Ireland. You're right off, you know, Lochearn, I guess, is probably the largest one in the area, if I'm correct. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about those water sports. Fishing, obviously. What are people fishing for?
Coarse fish, which is perch, roach, bream, tench, all that kind. We have specialists coming in for pike fishing and trout fishing. And fly fishing for trout is big too. And then we have specialist rivers for the trout. Pike is everywhere. And the whole, what's the challenge amongst the pike fishermen is who can catch the biggest.
Isn't that the challenge with all fishermen, that large fish tail?
Yes, it's very true. But the fishermen all dream of catching a very large pike up to 4 foot in length. And that's a big pike. And the pike is different to the rest of the fish. The pike make a very big fight. And it's quite a challenge to land the pike after catching. It's one of the points, yeah.
And then obviously there's stand-up paddleboarding and kayaking and things like that. Now, are there any of those activities on Castle Hamilton on your site, or are these all off-site for you and you can obviously make the recommendations?
Yeah, we can organize things like that on the farm, but we're also blessed that Sean Torrington, which is the owner of Cabin Canoe Center, is just 5 minutes away, and he has a complete water park, a canoe center, paddle boards. So that's literally adjoining, which is fantastic too.
Terrific. And Audrey, what other things are we maybe missing? Obviously, we've talked about kind of the sport and those activities, but I'm sure there's more in the area that we maybe haven't even touched on yet.
Okay, so people coming, really, when they arrive, I suppose the big thing we try and advise them to go and see is the Marble Arch Caves. Now, while they're located in County Fermanagh, it is only a 30-minute drive from our venue. And close to that, then, is the Cavan Burren, which is another, it's a very wild area, no development. There's a lot of megalithic tombs there. There's pathways, walking pathways throughout this area. And there's fabulous viewing points when you're on your walks in the Cavan Burren. And then another thing we definitely, if you're into walking, we have the Cuilca Stairway to Heaven Walk, which is, again, they're all very close together. So it's kind of a whole day trip to do those three things. Now, the Marble Arch Caves, I said, they're limestone caves, and they were explored originally in 1895. And that is one of the major tourist attractions in the area. The other thing just to bring to your attention is we have also, within close proximity, it's probably between 10 to 20 kilometres, we have three 18-hole golf courses. Now, one of those is PGA approved. and it's called the Steve Russell Hotel, and that is a fabulous place as well for golfers who wish to come to Ireland, do a bit of golf, and also maybe sightseeing and some water sports. So we have some visitors coming that go use these facilities locally as well.
Very nice. So if people are interested in contacting you, learning more about the cottages, about their stay, how is the best way for them to reach you? And are you on any social that they might be able to just kind of follow and learn a bit more?
Okay, so we have a website. It's www.castlehamilton.com. We have a Facebook page called Castle Hamilton Cavan, and we're also on Instagram. They're kind of the three main routes we use for sending out information about our activities, and we upload photographs on a regular basis there.
Perfect. And my listeners all know that all they have to do is click through to the show notes, and they will have direct links to all of those to learn more and get a hold of you as they wish. So what else may people not know about Cavan or your area? Like you said, you're very close to Fermanagh. So Cavan is in the Republic of Ireland.
That's
for those who may not have their geography set. But Fermanagh is part of Northern Ireland. So I imagine there are a few questions that you get about that may come up quite a bit.
Oh, yes, we do. One of the things they'll be concerned about is the currency, because once you cross the border into Fermanagh, it's their normal currency is sterling pound. But everywhere also takes euro. So it's not an issue. People are worried that they have to have sterling. No, you don't have to have sterling. They take euros everywhere as well in the north. So there isn't a problem there as regards the financial money, the money aspect.
That's changed then, because the last time I was in Fermanagh, nobody would take a euro.
No, it has changed, yes.
But, and again, just to make your audience aware, there is no border there. It's just you can drive across. There's nobody stopping you. There's no, it's a change from years ago. So yes, there's freedom to travel north and south. You don't need your passport. Some people say, do I need my passport when I'm going to the War of Alert case? I said, no. They're delighted to welcome everybody. And I suppose the other, there's no barriers there to traveling in the north of Ireland at all. So that's very important. People aren't afraid. It's a safe place.
Yeah.
And Fermanagh is another one of those kind of overlooked counties with so very much to offer. And you're so close to it.
Yeah.
I suppose in Fermanagh, I suppose the key things, again, the whole urn system, while it starts in Cavan, I suppose you know as well, the Shannon system starts in Cavan as well. So the Shannon runs south and the urn runs north, but both of them actually start in our county. And I suppose there's a lot of water and lakes all the way through Fermanagh. And I suppose the key town in Fermanagh that we would visit on a regular basis would be the town of Enniskillen. And within that town, there's some beautiful buildings. There's an old castle. And again, you can take a boat trip out to Devonish Island. These are all day trips you could take out from staying with us. You could head up to Fermanagh visiting. There's also folk museums. There's so many places to go. There's also, what are they called, farms with animals, pet farms.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do in Fermanagh, and we have a lot of information available as well on that county in our games room.
Yeah, you really are in just such a beautiful area that has so much to offer for people who will actually stop and take the time.
The other thing we don't want to overlook as well, Jodie, is Leitrim. And Leitrim is known as Lovely Leitrim. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, Lovely Leitrim has fantastic viewing, especially if you go up to Dowra, Drumshambo, Drumcairn. There's incredible scenery in Leitrim, running alongside the Fermanagh border and alongside the Cavan border. And we have to give Leitrim a little plug here, because it has its own beauty, which is fantastic.
Yeah, there are some beautiful waterfalls in Leitrim
that's
you'll come across. Yeah. And great hill walking, great walks out there.
Yeah. And then we have also the County Museum in Ballyjames-Duff, which is another worthwhile visit. There's a lot to see there, including First World War trenches. So that's interesting for Americans to see that. They know and have read about the two world wars, but it all took place in Europe. So it did. So that's an interesting place too. And look, we get a percentage of Americans here anyhow, tracing their ancestors and their roots in the area, which they love to do. And there's old people in the area, and we always find information for the people. family contacts. So there's no problem in getting into churches and getting church records. So this is all easy to do.
And there are so many things that you're able to help with when people are visiting, from, you know, arranging activities or offering recommendations and things like that. And I think that that's probably one of my favorite things in Ireland, is when you're staying on a personal property, you really have the most amazing access to local information if you just talk with your hosts.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that. And the Irish people will go out of their way and they will do everything they can to get whatever information people are looking for, because it's easy to ring people who are further away. They might be speaking about a specific area. So we'd always know somebody in that region. We'd make a phone call to them, get a little bit more information and guide them to what they want to do. And the other thing we do here ourselves is we have a few minibuses. So older Americans that don't want to drive, more, I suppose we should call them more senior citizens, that don't want the hassle of driving, but don't want to come in a big group. Some of them like to stay in a small family group, and we will collect them in the airport and bring them wherever they want to go.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, yes. And they love that, because what we do for people is, and especially older people, they don't want traveling every day. So maybe they do a day of travel, a day of rest, do a little bit of walking locally, relax a little bit, and then a plan of travel for the next day, and that they're not on the road every day. And it gets very tiring for older people.
Well, and also, you know, when you're in a beautiful area, sometimes you just need to stop and enjoy that beautiful area that you're in. You know, slow down a little bit, because while it is a vacation, it's also a vacation. You know, while you want to explore, you also want to enjoy, right?
And there's one guy who is still in perfect health called Joe Hayes. And Joe is coming up soon to his 90th birthday. But he's still running his own pub, and he is a field of information for American people who want more information about families. And Joe knows everybody and has knowledge on everybody, and he'll spend any amount of time with somebody talking about what he knows about the family.
That's just incredible.
It is, yes.
Alan and Audrey, this has been so informative, and I've loved hearing more about Cavan and the cottages and what you offer. It sounds like just a beautiful setting and a really relaxing place to stay a few days. But before we sign off, what would you say are the three things that visitors should not miss in Cavan?
Look at the
choosing your favorite child. I apologize. You're going to need a car to reach some of these recommended destinations, and I'm excited to share that my listeners receive an exclusive 10% discount from Irish Car Rentals. All you have to do is visit IrelandFamilyVacations.com/ICR, and that will take you directly to the booking page and my exclusive 10% discount. Again, that's IrelandFamilyVacations.com/ICR. Now, let's hear about these recommended destinations.
We'd maybe put them in our order, but other people would put them in a different order. But what people really love is a boat trip to Clahuta Castle and seeing the old castle, which was built when, Audrey? In the
fifth century,
and still standing tall. And you can only go there by boat. What we do for people there is we usually do a picnic. We go to the castle by boat and then have a little picnic and spend a little time on the castle. And it's a river trip through lakes and finishing up at the castle. That, for me, is probably the best. But then we have the loop walks around Kilishandra and Castle Hamilton and the Killikeen Forest Park, followed by visiting the Marble Arch Caves, the Cavan Burn, the Quilcha Boardwalk in the Quilcha Mountains, Cavan Museum. That's not three, that's
six. I was
going
to say, you've just blown three out of the water. So basically what you're saying is there's quite a lot to do, don't overlook it.
Correct, yes. There is a lot to do, yes.
It sounds absolutely lovely. And Audrey, I believe that you had said you can cater to groups up to 40.
Correct.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a great family reunion right there.
Yeah, that's what we're finding now. Where there's a lot of inquiries now from bigger groups coming in, and they want to be all together. They want their own privacy, but they might have young children. They want their own house, and then but right beside all the rest of the family, and they all have their own cottages. And it's, even over Christmas there, we had a big group of 20 in, and that was all about family coming home to Ireland. They wanted a location. Most of them are, say, married with children. They wanted their own cottages, and we facilitated those groups as best we can. I said what we normally do in those circumstances is we'd send out a list of all the cottages with all the accommodation in each cottage, and then the family would allocate according to their needs, and we say thank you very much, and then we set everything up so it's ready when they arrive, and that's it. We provide all the bed linen and towels, and we change our towels on a regular basis, all that kind of stuff. So they really have no worries on accommodation, really. Everything will be ready for them when they come.
Sounds lovely. Absolutely lovely. Well, I want to thank you both so much for taking the time to talk with me today, to tell me about Castle Hamilton by the Lakes and everything that there is to enjoy in your part of Cavan. It sounds absolutely lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jody. It's been a pleasure talking to
you. It's our pleasure talking to you.
It's always so much fun for me to learn about locations that I may have visited but not spent a lot of time in. And Cavan is definitely one of those areas. As we were talking after we got off air, Audrey and Alan also told me that they can arrange barbecues there at Castle Hamilton by the Lakes, and they can help you set up basically whatever you need. So the meat, everything, and help you arrange a beautiful evening by the fire. So that's another thing to keep in mind if you have an interest in visiting there. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you can't leave a review on your podcast app, you can leave a review on the Ireland Family Vacations Facebook page. Or if you are an Instagram user, go ahead, snap a screenshot of the podcast, pop it into your stories, say something nice, and tag me at Ireland Family Vacations. If you have questions or comments, you can always email me, Jody, J-O-D-Y, at IrelandFamilyVacations.com. And thank you again so much for listening. Until next time, slán go fóill.